The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Take care not to perform righteous deeds in order that people may see them. Otherwise, you will have no recompense from your heavenly Father. When you give alms, do not blow a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets to win the praise of others. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right is doing, so that your almsgiving may be secret, and your Father who sees in secret will repay you. When you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, who love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on street corners, so that others may see them. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go to your inner room, close the door, and pray to your Father in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will repay you. When you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites. They neglect their appearance so that they may appear to others to be fasting. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face so that you may not appear to others to be fasting, except to your Father who is hidden. And your Father who sees what is hidden will repay you." The Gospel of the Lord. I have to say, albeit briefly, this is somewhat a work of providence in front of us today. A small group of us were able to go down to the Islamic Center down in the flats last night for their breaking fast. And their whole night was to do with instruction on prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. So I was able to stand up in front of them and to thank them not only for their generous welcome of us, but also to say that for anyone here who doesn't trust me when it comes to prayer, fasting, and almsgiving, as you know, I take it very seriously, especially during Lent, that I would send you guys down there for further instruction. And I think they were quite happy to at the suggestion. So just in case, right, we know we have that in our, it's in the realm of possibility to send you down to the Islamic Center for a little bit of re-education as we get going. That's for next Lent, so you may have to remind me when we come back to it. This is what we have in front of us is fantastic. Yes, prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. Jesus is all in on prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. So we ought to keep those practices in the forefront of our minds. Like if we say, for instance, you know, I don't have a great experience of God. I'm not drawing closer to Him. I want more in my life, in my relationship with God, in my relationship with Jesus. Well, here, prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. Right? How about give that a shot? Because Jesus has given us that. And actually, in the middle of this, right, this is two separate pericopes, two separate gospel passages spliced. And in the middle of that, we see Jesus teaching, again, his disciples how to pray. So here we have a very significant teaching here that Jesus wants to show. This is not just, by the way, how we have a relationship with God, like a personal relationship with God, because that's not it. We're made to embody God's love, right? So it's not that God is simply giving us stuff or God is giving us himself so that we can be somehow satisfied, we can be full, but God is making us hear his people. He's giving us his life and his love so that we can share his life and his love with the people around us. He's making us, God is making us like God. And that's what this is all about. But the question is then, why do we do what we do? And this is what we see, prayer, fasting, almsgiving. But why do we do what we do? Because if we do those things, so like those spiritual practices, that or those practices of healthy Christian life that really drive us toward deeper union with God and so make us more loving. Even if we could take those highest practices, if we do them for the wrong reason, we're not going to get anywhere. Now, if we do these things to win the praise of others and we win the praise of others, then you got what you went in for, right? Whereas if we do these things for love of God, then yes, Our Father who sees what is hidden will repay you. because we do it for the love of God. The repayment really is the love of God. It's that we're not then severing ourselves from God by our actions, but that we are being united more deeply with Him. And being united more deeply with Him means that we have joy that nothing else can touch. We have happiness because we're living our life with God for whom we were made. St. Paul, the same thing in the letter to the Corinthians. God loves a cheerful giver. Okay, this is like Stewardship Wednesday. We have Stewardship Sunday in the church. This is Stewardship Wednesday. God loves a cheerful giver. Why does God love a cheerful giver? Because a cheerful giver is God. I mean, God is the cheerful giver. And so it makes sense that when we become like God, there is more, I'd say, like God loves that person more, but we receive more the love of God if we imitate Him, if we mirror Him. And so that's where we are. That's where we are today, that we commit ourselves to God, but we remember who this God is, God who is love, God who is mercy, God who is generosity. My friends, it's ours then to pour ourselves out generously for God and for others. In so doing, we receive the ultimate reward. We receive life with Him here in the present and for the age to come.